So in this land, there's a bunch of partygoers who are invited to a fountain. They all sit on a bench, waiting for their new rolls, as they roll their dice and find out exactly what they're doing. Welcome to Final Fantasy Light Party.
Nice.
Was that good enough?
Okay, Shatner.
Welcome to the new podcast, everyone. This is XIV or 14 Light Party. I am Tilp, your random healer for this group. Joining with me as my trusty protector is Delbag, right?
Yes.
Or should I just call you Croa, since everyone knows you as that too?
Either or. I have many names.
We have to suspect that he's an Asian.
Yeah, Elizabeth is one of
as it's been stated, yeah.
Asian of butter.
Our lore master is what I should actually put it. He protects everybody with the books.
Exactly.
And then our little spiteful hot pepper of a Lalafell, Enki.
I don't think I'm spiteful, and I think that's mean.
I don't know. You're here.
I'm going home.
Oh. Okay. And then sneaking up from the shadows, we have Arya, or as previously known as Dylan Thorne.
Hello.
So welcome to Light Party, everyone. We hope you enjoy our new random podcast. I can't really say it's an experimental because we're not quite sure exactly what we're doing. But we're going to take you with us anyways.
That's the definition of very experiment.
Yeah. We kind of know what we're doing. Give us some credit. We at least have our glams together. We picked a location. We're all in shot.
My glam's not together.
I'm sorry that you're late to the party.
I tried. Do you know how expensive the item I wanted was? It's 1,000,000 gil for the coat I was looking at. I didn't realize how expensive it was.
Did you check all of the market boards across Crystal?
I have not.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You should have talked to me. You should have talked to me. I know about the glam game here, okay? I can help you out.
I'm a stranger to the Crystal Waters.
Oh my. So, just a little quick briefing here. We're going to be doing a podcast, and then after this podcast, we are doing a charity event. So stay tuned after this podcast for those that are here on Twitch. If you're listening to the pre-recording on YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, your podcast choice of listening to, we do apologize, but there will be more charity events that we will participate in. Stay tuned for those further announcements. But for right now, we are doing Extra Life after this. Stay tuned for that. And now we commence with our light party.
Woohoo! Okay, so I think first up, we wanted to give a quick summary of the XIV Light Party team and the project. So let's kind of go around really quickly and talk about some of the side projects that we're going to be working on in association with XIV Light Party. Tilp, I'm going to make you go first since you introduced us.
Oh, God. Leave it to the guy that's got like 6 projects going.
That sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem. This is like a totally ADHD type scenario. So, hi, my name is Tilp, or I'm going by Telm Usagurai in Light Party. And I have at least 3 projects that I'll be working on. One of them, which if you follow my Twitter feed, I've been asking random questions, which was voted on this morning and finalized. It is Black Mage, and I will be doing some real-life VFX work. So what you would see in-game for, like, say, instance, I'm going to stand here. So, like, for instance, I'm casting Cure. I'm going to actually take a person in real life, have them do the emotions, and I'm going to add the VFX to it. Just a little fun project. Nothing really.
Just throw glitter in the air.
I got rose petals for Red Mage that I have in my freezer stored for when I go do the Red Mage stuff. I gotta wait till like spring to do the Dragoon because they have that Chaos, or yeah, is it Chaos Thrust? I'm a Dragoon and I don't even know it. I think it's Chaos Thrust, and it has like cherry blossom petals just flying in the air as they swing their lance.
You're just gonna have somebody throw those at you?
Oh no, it's just gonna be me. You're gonna see like a version of me swinging over these weapons around, and then you'll see like just petals going around, and you'll see the VFX, you'll see clone me, you'll see me just going and you'll see the other me sitting in the director's chair going, cut, that's a wrap, let's go. You'll see like six tilps just filming one little VFX shot. But I will be asking on Twitter on both Light Party, or I'll have Light Party retweet it, the next job. But for right now, we're going to be working on Black Mage. And then the next project I have is going to be some cooking stuff, which we'll hopefully do on stream. But other than that, the third one I haven't quite got figured out yet. So I'll just keep that on the DL.
Sounds awesome. Okay, Enki, what will you be working on?
I mean, I kind of have my hands full. Most of the assets for the podcast were developed by yours truly. I'm sure there will be more to come. I guess I'll probably dink around here on Twitch and bother people with my terrible presence and my awful audio. So there's that. Look forward to that. Look forward to it. Except don't.
I highly recommend watching whenever Enki streams. Just, I don't know. I've been her friend for way too long now. And I just love being around her for some of the random stuff that comes out of her mouth. It is highly entertaining. And also, if you really want to hear some good entertainment, just remind her about the tea party and about all the tea that went into the bay, and then just let it go.
I told you not to bring that up publicly. I thought I'd done told people. Like, I feel like I'm being picked.
Now, don't like, we I always pick on the short people?
I said I'd semi-forgiven you people and all that tea in the harbor, considering back on my word.
You've come over to the dark side. I know for a fact that you've tried pumpkin spice latte.
Not oh, no. the latte, I can't coffee. I've tried pumpkin spice else, though.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, Kuroa, what are you going to be working on?
A lot of lore stuff. Basically just prepping everyone that I can to catch up the story bits that they may have had, haven't had a chance to get to, or, you know, reminders of some of the older content, especially with the new expansion that's coming around the corner. We do have to remember that the dev team told us to have everything done beforehand, and just try to work on some slight reminders on what those are. So that way everyone can enter into the expansion relatively prepared for any references that they do plan on making in November. And then, of course, if I catch anything, I'm going to be like, hey, guess what? And tell everybody. So so just a lot of references to older content, and just kind of explaining what all of those details are, and then catching everyone up as much as I can. At least that's the plan. So.
Awesome. All right. I'm Dylan, as we talked about before. One of the things that I will be working on is I have a background actually in training and e-learning design, which other than a couple years right after I finished my degree, like most college degrees, I haven't used. So I'm going to finally put all of that money to use and try to make interactive tutorials for Final Fantasy XIV. Including how to make the best out of your character and system configurations, poking around in it. I've never really looked at it a whole lot before, and it's amazing the things that you can do with it. I was like, oh, that's how you do that.
It's
that's cool.
There.
Yeah, there's like stuff there. And it's something that I've never necessarily seen explained in a way that, you know, I thought was particularly easily digestible for myself. So that's what I want to try to bring to everybody. On top of that, along with the rest of the team, we want to try to bring you something that we're going to call dates, not like romantic dates, nothing like that. It's what we were going to call dance active time events. one of the first things that we're going to start with is essentially we're going to try to replicate the entirety in-game with in-game emotes of the Twitting meme, complete with colors and that whole thing. And then we're going to premiere that in a future episode. So that should be interesting. Nice. As far as how we're going to do it, I've already actually started working on it. So you guys better get ready for that. Before we continue on, really quickly, I want to say a big thank you to our two donors for Extra Life. Is Lost Shield with $100 and Martin with $100. So thank you guys so very much. We really appreciate it. That's a really great start to the evening.
Thank you guys. Very cool.
Yeah, big round of applause.
That was a baby one.
Okay, yeah, give me bigger. Give me bigger.
I tried.
That was still very sad. Okay.
Oh.
I didn't even type in the emote correctly. I tried.
Okay.
Don't expect anything from
me. Moving on. Question and discussion time. So this is new project, new look, same team as what we had before because we were on a previous podcast called Aether Stream. So how are we feeling about what we're doing so far? And what do you feel about kind of like the new Cade of Paint and all of Anki's fantastic assets that she created? I personally love them. I'm a big fan of teal, so two thumbs up.
Yeah, that is, can I just say, like, just completely surprised because it just hits so hard and it's so good. And I was like, what is all this amazing stuff? It's so good. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even know. Like, you just outdid everything with like just the design, the creation of all these assets. It's been wonderful to see. I'm super excited for the future for this project because like everyone here is super talented, you know, being able to work so hard. Everyone here works so hard on what they do, and it's just exciting. I'm super looking forward to what we can create together and what we're going to be able to make together in the next few years, hopefully next few years, you know. Keep this going as far as we can and just seeing where this goes. Honestly, it's that new horizon effect. You know there's a lot of new stuff and on the way, so there's that excitement, and so I'm super, you know, just energized and ready to get into it and see what happens. So that's my feelings on it.
Definitely. And I want to say, Kuroa, like between you and Anki on especially like these avatars, I love them. Every time like I talk, I light up, and I really, really love it.
I think just working on a project, we have complete creative freedom, and into Endwalker and learning and growing with you guys is what I'm most excited for, because basically the sky is going to be the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I have spreadsheets with all
you
these plans.
You have too many.
I love spreadsheets. There's nothing wrong with spreadsheets. Be quiet.
There isn't.
Don't pick on my spreadsheets. I won't mention the tea.
I don't do that. Trouble line.
I respect the spreadsheet users because I'm very not good at that.
Okay. So Tilp, what are you excited about? Like our new look and everything.
I'm actually jealous.
What are you jealous of? What are you jealous of?
Why are you jelly, boy?
Out of the almost 10 years now, actually, I've got like 4 more months of being stream-worthy, because I used to be on Justin TV. I've never had a setup this clean. Mine has always been chaotically half-janked stuff, so I'm really jealous.
Well,
mind you, I don't stream all that much, but when I do, I was like, look at it, it's like, I need to fix that. 5 months later, oh yeah, I never fixed that.
I'd say we clean up nice.
We do clean up nice. It was a bit of a mad dash today, but we do.
Lots of screaming.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear anybody scream.
You okay. Didn't hear me screaming because I was doing it into the void.
Just don't show the body bags behind the cylinder back there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, no, I like the setup. It's nice and clean. I will say, I hate healing randos.
That's the only thing you're not looking forward to.
I was going to say, you're going to probably hate healing us more.
I'm happy I'm in a party, because at least if you guys die, you guys won't blame it on me.
Oh, no, we will.
Yeah, but at least you guys aren't about to cause you problems on purpose.
That's true.
Just so you know, I'll add you to the body bags in the background.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so moving on. Endwalker is coming soon. I think last I heard it's under 60 days away? Or how,
yes.
How many days is
49 it? 49 days. I'm counting.
Of course Crow knows.
Okay, of course he knows. Yeah, so do you guys feel ready? I know for the past probably, like, it feels like month, I have been now just hauling butt trying to get prepared. And I know that, like, especially as far as gear, like, within the first, like, couple of days, it's all going to be for naught. It doesn't matter anymore, but I still feel better feeling like I've done everything I can do to be prepared. And I still don't feel like I'm there. So how do you guys feel there? Feel about it?
Ma'am. I felt, which are kind of pass, they might pass muster for the content right now, but what comes along, I'm not ready for that. I was not born ready. My book not ready. I have so much stuff to do. My crafters aren't 80. I have dropped the ball, and I have not been doing the content that I'm supposed to be doing.
I know.
It is usually tilt that I blame for this kind of thing. It's me. This time it's me.
Oh no.
Okay. To be fair, I am prepared on my main character, but this new character, I'm like so far behind.
Yeah, most of us have got to do Shadowbringers on our ghost. Yep. I know I do.
I do.
See, and I'm just going to be honest. I still remember the exact date that we had 100 days before Endwalker, and I saw that number and I was like, oh, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, you feel like you have time.
And I blinked. I don't know. I stopped looking at the calendar for a certain amount of time that remains unregistered, because all of a sudden it is now the end of September and I still haven't done anything I haven't planned. And so I still, not only do I want to try and play through the previous expansions with community members to kind of remind them of the content that will probably be brought back up, because, you know, as they've mentioned, Endwalker is going to be the conclusion of the story that started in A Realm Reborn. And so that's a lot of stuff to remember, and I know not everyone has the opportunity to remember all those details, and, you know, plus a refresher is always great, and I've been wanting to do that, and I still haven't done it, and it's like, ah, but...
I mean, in a way, Crow, they're also kind of implementing some of the stuff from the 1.0 that's going to be finished up, too.
That's the thing, it's going to be a mass, like, closure element. Like, this expansion is going to be closure... Like, I still have questions that haven't been answered that I hope they answer in some way. And there, you know, there's a potential chance that these questions are going to be answered finally, you know, like,
suspense.
Like, the suspense is killing me. Like, am I finally going to know why Ramu gave us a Crystal of Light? Will that finally be answered? We've been asking this question since it would happened, right? Mm-hmm. And things like that. It's just, there's so much to, you know, take notes on and just get ready for.
I've got a challenge for you then.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. So I really, really, really want to go through the Binding Coils of Bahamut again. And especially like, with you doing the Lore Master thing. I think that should happen. All the way.
I'm down.
Let's do it. And then, and of course, you know, Telpanenki have to come along too. We'll stream it.
Oh, but Twintania though, I don't want it. I hate See, fight.
I'll throw you in a backpack and haul your butt through there, okay?
my fear is Nail Deus Darnus still hits really hard, so
yeah. I remember trying to do that the first time with all the stupid meteors.
Meteors is a rough mechanic.
It's really funny that's still some of the hardest content, and it was at the beginning of this game.
Right?
Nails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've done the nail fight with two people, and it is clutch. Like, it really is. Like, you have to be on point with everything, or otherwise you're going to get in trouble, and your butt's going to fire.
Okay, so moving on. Let's talk about, you know, we're talking about, like, the start of the game. So let's talk about our start of the game. We've had a lot of people come in recently who are new to the game. Three out of the four of us have, like, little sprout leaves over our heads, even though we're veterans, but still kind of, these are new characters. So what do you remember about the first time ever that you logged into the game?
I'm not going first this time.
I do have something funny, because my first character that I rolled on Balmung, my monk, this is great. Like, I go into a dungeon, I have this mishmash gear on me. I had no idea how gear worked in this game. I had no idea that certain stats corresponded to certain classes, because I came from Guild Wars 2, where everything's pretty simplified. Somebody in the dungeon was just like, "What are you wearing?" And I'm just like, "What do you mean, what am I wearing?" They're just like, "You're wearing gear for mages." Like, am I? I've gone through all dungeons, putting people through misery. Not wearing any accessories, not wearing the right gear, like a complete Muppet. And I look back on that to this day, and I cringe inwardly a little, knowing how far I've come. It's just like, oh, rocky start, but I got there eventually.
Yeah, not one of my first memories of me being in the game, but kind of actually also related to Anki. I met her back when we both played Guild Wars 2, and I kind of migrated here, and I was trying to sell her on the game. And I think I remember, like, one of the things that sold you on the game. I was like, okay, so there's this really great story, and here's the world, and everything like that. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds cool. And I'm like, you can sit on everything, and in five different ways. And that's what sold it.
Oh yeah, because in Guild Wars 2, they've fixed it, they've patched it now, but originally you would have to sit on stuff and you would look like your spine was broken in 500 different places. It was janky. And then as soon as Dylan was, hey, look, you can sit in chairs, you don't look broken or like warped and twisted and awful, I was like, you know what, that might be okay.
Yeah.
Also the depth of the emotes in this game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So one of my first memories of the game was actually back in the original, you know, launch of the game. I played on launch day of prior to Realm Reborn in 1.0. I remember running around and just being so incredibly excited for this game. I remember trying to craft, and I remember everything breaking and losing so much money from crafting. And I remember also when you crafted, you had to press the buttons at certain times, which was even worse. I remember also, like, trying to harvest and having, like, especially if you're logging, like, you know, if you played the minigame in the Golden Saucer with the logging thing, you know what it's like. And you're trying to, like, watch the stupid toggle move up and down and get it at the right time. And it's just a whole mess. But most of all, I remember getting lost forever and ever in the Shroud. And I think I was lost in there for days, like literal days. And I finally made my way out thanks to the help of a couple of people I met. And I just, you know, then I had to go back through there to get to Ulda. And I was so terrified. I'm like, I don't want to go back. Don't make me. Can I take an airship? Or something. Can I take a no, there's no chocobos? What are you talking about?
That is horrendous. At one point.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I loved it. And I don't know. I loved it, but I also kind of hated it at the same time. Because, I mean, I've always been such a big fan of the Final Fantasy franchise. But that's my earliest memory of logging into the game.
Yeah. I remember when I first logged in, of course, 1.0 era. First time was in Ulda, and obviously getting lost. Of course, you know, the memorable cutscene that everybody knows for why Minfilia is an orphan. But the other, like, main one that sticks out is the time I was trying to get through Gridania. And mind you, I was playing on a toaster, and this toaster with 1.0 graphics was like, I'll get 4 frames per second at times. And that's all due to hours and all the extra stuff there. I got so lost to Gridania and the lag of trying to get around. It took me about a good 2 hours to get out of Gridania.
I think you were in hell.
I was. And if you want the exact location that I got lost in, if you go into Gridania and you go into the north side of Gridania, or aka Old Gridania, and you know where Apukul Falls is, where you go and get your achievements and summoner quests?
Yep.
Just go a little further, and there's that little nook to your left. I got stuck in that nook for a good half hour.
Oh no.
I didn't know where I was. I was just like sitting there. The guy's like sitting there, hey. I'm just like rocking back and forth in this little puddle. He's like, oh god.
The more you guys tell me about 1.0, like, I understand there are lore tidbits and it was good in its own way, but I'm like, you know what? I like my creature comforts and mod cons and just, I'll stay in my lane.
If you've never seen it, like, check out some of the documentaries on YouTube. There's a couple of good ones. And anytime that I've spoken to somebody who's never seen those, and I'll talk to them right after, they're like, oh my gosh, was it really like that? I'm like, oh no, it was worse. Yeah. There's only so much time that they had to go over everything. But you know, there was things actually I missed from 1.0 though, because like we had the ferry from Limsa to Vesper Bay, and we don't have that anymore. I missed that, but we kind of got it back with the fishing expeditions. And then Makeda's amphitheater in Gridania used to be completely different. Like, it was off in kind of its own little area, and it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we don't have that anymore. But there was cool things, but I think for what we gave up, we got a lot more back. So
yeah, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to have, you know, because like you get to go into the airship landings in 2.0, but that's the only time you're there. You can't go on to the landings anymore after that. I kind of wish that we could go back there and like they implement a airship that just, you know, comes in. You can board it if you want, but you know,
tourist airship.
Yeah, a tourist airship.
Yeah, right. Just, you know, one that'd be cool.
Like the old Final Fantasy 11 days where the airship lands, you can go on there and you have like a set amount of time. And if you don't get off, it takes you away. But, you know, you just
the airship back and forth forever.
Yep.
Kind of like boats and other MMOs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like if you think about it, that just opens up so much more photo opportunities because we don't get airships to go do these photographs on. But we the Wolf's Den, we have Limsa's ship just sitting there. We have another boat over in Kugane that we can go take photos on, but like airship wise, not so much. Guy fishing, come on, bring it for us, Essie.
Amazing. Yeah.
I hate sky fishing.
So Croa, your turn.
Right, so I feel like my experience is very different as far as getting into Final Fantasy XIV. And it's funny that I still remember it because it was, and it's special to me. It's something that, you know, was a defining moment in my life, I think. And, you know, seeing where I'm at now, especially on this podcast and making stuff for this game, it all started from this element. So, you know, I retain this memory as something special to me, but I got into Final Fantasy XIV because I had just got a PS3, and when I was checking out the store, there's this really cool ad with the dragons and the paladins, Sheltron. I don't know if anyone remembers specifically the advertisement for Heavensward and the one they made specifically for it, but it was playing pretty consistently on the PlayStation Store. Later on, I found out the reason why was because Heavensward had just came out, but I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about expansions. I didn't know anything about that. But they were playing that ad every time I logged into the PlayStation Store. And I guess it just really grew on me. I was like, this is a really cool game. What is this game? And I clicked on it, and it was like free trial. And I was like, oh, I guess? And like,
they
so
you hook, line, and sinker, they, my dude.
It was pure advertising. It was absolutely pure. Just they knew exactly how to get me. They had a dragon.
and it was cool. And so here I am logging in for the first time. I'm playing completely by myself. First FC was a shot, blind shotgun invite kind of thing. You know, like, I don't know anything. I don't know anyone. But just wandering Thanaland for the first time ever. And kind of just like losing myself to the environment, just enjoying the game and playing it. I played it pretty slowly. It took me a few months to get through all of Realm Reborn, but I had a lot of fun. And then that's when I started meeting people. I started actually making friends in the FC and making friends in like hunt parties and stuff like that. And some of these friends that I met during this time, I am still friends with. And this was 6 years ago. And it's just, it, you know, it baffles me just how, you know, special these, like, you know, social connections are when you meet these people through the game, and then they, you know, you connect through that. Like, back in the day, this was before Discord, you know, like, this was the Skype mumble era. This was like, you know, trying to connect with them through that, and then I meet everyone to start becoming friends with them in Discord, and, you know, still talking to them to this day. And it's fascinating to me how much this game has been a source of both enjoyment, also a kind of an employment opportunity in the sense of being able to actually get some, like, put some work into it. It's pretty great. And, you know, as far as memories are concerned, especially all the new stuff, I will say one of my most special memories was when I was lost in Kurthus. I got in my head that I wanted to finish up the map. And this was back when every small portion of the map would give you a little XP buff every time you got it. They got rid of that recently, but now they have this, so I'm trying to get all this experience, and I didn't pay attention to where I was at, but I was surrounded by monsters that were way over my level. Like, they would one-shot me immediately. I didn't have money for a teleport. I put myself in a pretty bad spot. And so I'm trying to, like, wall crawl the entire time, trying so hard not to get aggro. And out of nowhere, this Dark Knight shows up. I don't know if this Dark Knight saw me from a distance, or I don't know how, but this Dark Knight shows up and kills everything. Just one-shots everything, because they're max level, and so nothing hurts them at this point. They escorted me out of there. and I don't know why that specific moment meant so much to me, but the fact that this person took the time out of their gaming experience or whatever they were doing to save me, it defined my gaming. Like, I, from that point on, I'm like, I want to help all the new players wherever I can. I like tanking now because of it. There's a lot of things that I do now that kind of all draw from that moment when this Dark Knight saved me from certain death. And it's just really cool. So, yeah, you know, love this game. So
the only thing that comes to my mind is Crow's like just sitting there whacking things with this little stick, and this Dark Knight just comes in, sticks a sword on the ground, and everything dies, and he's like
straight up plunged and used Salted Earth and everything. Yep. It was just amazing to watch. They all die.
Just puts his hand out, it's like, follow me. You are now the new lore master.
I was gonna say, it's like he's like the class quest, like a class quest character.
Literally.
You are so precious. I love you. Please never change.
This is all that comes to my mind is Crowa's lore origin story. Comes, sweeps him off his feet, holds his hand out, and goes, follow me, I got some lore to show you.
And then just, like, come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
I feel like that we need to do like a video reenactment of this.
Oh my god.
I remember this moment so it is still so defined in my brain. Like, it's great, and it's kept me in Final Fantasy since, so.
It's great. I love it. Alrighty.
Oh god, I could just see it now. Our TikTok's gonna be filled with just our origin stories. Everybody's having this cool stuff, and then there's just me in the corner going, why am I not moving?
I don't know what you're talking
shake
about.
Shake your jar every so often.
I need to play Nitty Mode.
Yep. Alrighty, so we've talked about our first times in the game. So what are some of the new player tips and tricks that you have for other people who are new to the game that you wish that you had known when you first started playing?
Don't be afraid. This game holds your hand so well now, especially nowadays with like tanks and not so much on the healers, but at least you got a tutorial. Back when I first started, there was nothing. It's just like, oh, you decided to be a healer. Have fun. You don't know which spell to use. Enjoy that. By the way, there's monsters coming after you.
Now they're trying to eat your face.
Yeah, they're trying to eat your face. But like, you could have one character, and this has been a staple for both Final Fantasy MMOs 14 and 11. One character, all class jobs, sky's the limit. If you don't like one job, try something else, because most of them now unlock at 15, as before you would have to get all the way up to 30 with your first class and then unlock it. Then you could go and do all this stuff. Nowadays, you can hit up 15 and, well, not even 15. I think it's, hold on here. Yeah, my Lancer is 11, so you have to only hit up 15 on the main story, and you can unlock all the other jobs.
That sounds way less painful.
It is way less painful.
But they've done a lot to streamline the A Realm Reborn experience overall, which is nice.
Yeah, like I did the crawl, as it would be called, 1 to 50. Main story gets you, I mean, minus the fact that, you know, part of the story up to 15, I was on Lancer. It pretty much got me up to 50, and after that 50 main story quest in the 2.0 era, not the 2.1, you've got boosted EXP, you will hit your job, or you'll hit your things pretty fast. After that, the EXP drops by 10%. So a little bit of a learning curve, but at least you're not like back in the regular 2.0 days running all the way across. You've got all these teleport tickets to Vesper Bay, which is so much of a time saver.
Yeah, because who doesn't remember running all the way from Horizon to Vesper Bay every single time Minfilia summoned you back to the wanking sands? Seriously? Yep.
I mean, I use the Limsa Liminsa's, you know, teleport there, then just hit the ferry and boom, you're in Vesper Bay. Saved a little bit more time, but, you know, not
you
many
know,
people.
You know, new secret. Players have a free teleport ticket to Waking Sands directly now.
Yep, I actually just talked about that.
Rude.
Like they just added that a few patches ago.
I think I have... Oh, there it is right there. I have 14 more Vesper Bay tickets left.
That's amazing.
By the way, watch my newbie status just disappear.
Boop. It's magic. Alrighty, who wants to go next?
Let's see. I think if I was to give advice to any new players, you know, just, you know, kind of building off of what Tilp said about, especially about how classes are a much more streamlined. You know, Yoshida has taken a lot of time on live letters to encourage players to recognize that they want the game to be accessible to everyone. You know, like to give multiple options to everyone who plays this game. And so, you know, try everything at least once, and you'll be surprised what you end up falling in love with. Because, you know, I felt like I could, I don't know, as far as tanking was concerned, I don't think I would have really ever got into it because of how anxiety-inducing it can be to lead the group and having to hold the enmity and stuff. But being able to give that a chance and trying out, now it's my, you know, now it's the thing I do the most. And so they are, you know, streamlining a lot of the jobs. They're making it easier, they're making it more accessible, they're giving more rewards for using rotations, things like that. So that means try, you know, genuinely try everything as you can. Give it a test, you know, run it a little bit. If you don't like it, that's absolutely fair, you know, because this game is open to multiple play styles. They, like, Yoshida hates the meta.
he does not like it when people say you have to be a specific class. Like, he's like, no, that's not why I made this game. You should be able to play whatever you want. And it's a pretty cool system, because it's like, you know, for most games that I have played, meta always tends to just creep in no matter what. It's always, you have to play it this way, you have to play it this way. Sometimes people can't play it that way, right? There's certain circumstances. But Yoshida's trying to break that system. He's making this game, you know, to where a bunch of people can come in and play whatever they want. And he makes all those adjustments. And then, you know, we got even more adjustments coming in 2 months that are going to make classes even easier to access. I think it's pretty cool. And so, you know, don't ever feel free. And plus, you know, always you can always ask for help. You know, FC members are usually really, really nice about it. I know I'll ask, you know, if you have any tank questions, you can ask me. I'm always down to help with tanking.
Even Reddit, there's plenty of friendly people on there, yep. Too.
Yeah, so.
For myself, despite being the girl who wants to do all these tutorial videos, I would not say that I am very good necessarily at any one of the classes. I have my favorites. I definitely am a big fan of Ninja, obviously. I love Dancer, I love Bard and Dragoon, but I think Ninja right now is definitely the top of all those. What I can do, though, like I said before, I'm a lover of spreadsheets. I am a lover of strategy. One thing that I would give to new players, especially coming into an expansion, is my leveling strategy through the MSQ. What you need to do is you have to pick at least two classes. Have one of those classes be a healer or a tank, and then have your DPS class. Level up first. Yep. Level up your healer or tank class first to the level that you think that the next dungeon is. And then once you get it to that level, then you switch to your DPS class. And then you take all of that yummy, yummy MSQ EXP and level that sucker up. And then you switch back and forth. And you can pretty much level like two jobs in tandem. Done it through every expansion. Especially starting in Stormblood, did it in Shadowbringers. Actually, in Shadowbringers, I was able to actually almost do 2.5 jobs. So don't leave experience points on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, when you get to those higher levels, I mean, it's just you get diminishing returns the higher level that you get. So you want to make sure you make the most of all of that. So that is my strategic little tip there. Remember that for Endwalker. Pick two classes, healer, tank, and then your DPS. Not as inspiring as the rest of you guys, but I think it's useful.
Inky. I don't know. You haven't gotten to mine yet.
Oh, gosh.
One, kids, eat your food. Get that extra XP. It makes leveling just that much easier. I didn't know about food when I first started playing. Like, nobody told me nothing. Nothing at all about food and how it's got an XP modifier on it. So, yeah, eat your food. Two, don't let people bully you into skipping cutscenes. This is a game that's meant to be enjoyed. I've enjoyed watching the cutscenes, and I don't care if people are gonna pull ahead or whatever. You watch the cutscenes, you get the lore, you get the context, get the story, and don't let people bully you out of it. Because at the end of the day, play the game how you want to. If you want to skip the cutscenes, if you don't care, that's fine. That's your bag. But don't let anybody bully you out of doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially and then, since I guess, you can automatically go into the dungeon afterwards anyways too now.
Right, nice. Exactly. It like it whips you into the thing now. It kind of like drags you into the sealed area. And the last thing is, you know, tanxiety is real. Crow was talking about tanking earlier. Tanxiety is real. I've mained a tank, and just understand that it is a thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to get freaked out by. If people are pulling ahead of you, and this is a pro tip, just let him die. Like, if the DPS wants to pull mobs, just let him die. Let that them learn that lesson. You take things at your own pace.
I remember
see,
when
no
I
more
started out,
no more inspiration from me.
When I started out, actually, like, when I first tried a healing class in this game, I had actually gone through, which dungeon it is with Edda?
Oh, Temtara.
Yeah, Temtara. So, it's after I had gone through that, and I was doing White Mage, learning that, and somebody had ran ahead and they died. And I think I quoted Ed, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you ran out of my healing range. I don't know if they got it, but I thought it was hilarious.
And what you're talking That's about, good. White Mage is a DPS. That's a red icon there.
Okay.
I don't see no green.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. You realize that our healer is a white mage, right?
Your
I may or may not be egging him on. I invite disaster.
You invite disaster. Oh, gosh.
Amazing.
I said I was going to cause problems on purpose.
You realize that when we die, you are our res mage. You have to get us up.
Strategic. That's why I did this. Okay. I have you all in my pocket.
So we'll probably, I'm sure, going to cover more of this stuff in some of the tutorial videos that we'll be publishing. That will be called Teach Me Mogster, because I am a super duper Final Fantasy IX fan. And that was like one of my favorite parts of that entire game was Teach Me Mogster. I love the little skits. I love the entire game. So all of my like upcoming like expansion theories as far as the story, almost all of them trace back somehow to Final Fantasy IX. But I stay consistent. Okay, so last little bit before we wrap up, and we only have a few minutes left, is new classes will be available in Endwalker. Will any of you be dropping your current main classes in favor of Reaper or Sage, or will you be sticking with your current favorite class?
Ooh.
Till?
I'm the last Dragoon. I'm going to stay Dragoon.
You're a party white mage. You can't be Dragoon.
Watch me.
They both have sticks.
For light party, I'm probably going to stick white mage and maybe try Sage out just to see how it is, but I think I'm probably going to end up staying white mage.
Okay, Croa.
Yeah, so for light party, you know, I'm definitely going to stay Gunbreaker. You probably finished that on my main as well. Gunbreaker is just, it's a good tank. And tank changes coming up seem really, really nice. I'm super excited for all day we're talking about at the live letter. So definitely going to stay there. But on my main, on Primal, I have to embrace the edge, and I'm going to go Reaper there. Nice. So,
it's gotta, boy.
I have to embrace my middle school dreams of, you know, darkness. So
Edgelord Supreme.
Yep.
Anki, what about you?
I'm gonna stick Red Mage for the podcast, obviously. I like Red Mage. I love the way it plays. I enjoy it very, very much. I enjoy the heals, I enjoy the reses, and I enjoy the DPS. On other characters, I know I'm going to be switching out Scholar for Sage, because Scholar is, I know you can say what you want about it. I know a lot of people enjoy how it plays right now. It's not my ish. It's not my bag. So I'm going to be switching out for Sage.
I have way too many characters.
I know that.
For one of my main characters, I am going to be doing Sage as well. I'm going to be leveling through with a good friend of mine, and I don't know, they may be going Reaper, so that could be fun with like two people with brand new classes. So on my podcast main character, I am probably going to actually be staying Ninja, but I'm going to try, I'm going to dip my toes into the Reaper waters, but I'm probably going to end up staying with Ninja, because did you see that job action video? I mean,
oh my gosh,
Reaper,
it's so cool.
Cool, but Ninja.
Ninja's got powers. Rad.
It had, I mean, I could just shoot like little images of myself. There's lightning, there's flash, there's like all kinds of woo.
I mean, to be fair, the Dragoon stuff looks beautiful, and I'm going to stick with Dragoon, but like I said, I'm sticking with White Mage.
Oh, yeah,
I just want that Yin Yang Dragon.
The Hanzo attack.
Yes!
But yeah, I think eventually I am on my Superman character. I have currently all classes at 80, so I'm eventually going to level up all classes. I have extreme tank anxiety, like you guys were talking about earlier, and I don't know how I'm gonna actually level tanks on that from 80 to 90. I'm not excited.
Well,
I will say
one of the tank changes that they have planned, which sounds really, really nice, especially for those that are tanking for the first time, or, you know, not as often. They're going to have the defensive cooldowns in the rotation. Okay. So while you do the base rotation, you will be activating shields in the process. So it's going to be a lot easier
to keep yourself. That's not the problem. Okay, no, the problem isn't necessarily doing the job skills. The problem is I have really, 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 really bad spatial awareness. So I'll like get distracted by stuff, and I'm like, and I'll look down, I'm like, oh, there's red stuff. Oh crap, I'm dead. I
Yeah.
feel like as a tank, you kind of have to have good
You do.
awareness, and you have to be able to learn jobs quickly. It takes me a while, but like once I learn something, I do it almost exactly the same t every time, and it's kind of on rails at that point. That doesn't necessarily work with tank. And that's one of the reasons why I get like really anxious, because I mean, surprises, not necessarily great.
No.
So somehow though, like I do okay on healer. And I think it's because I'm mostly like standing back away from the boss, and I can see like a wider field of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also only usually run white mage with friends, or my healers with friends. I don't like healing like random people. I love doing DPSing like random groups. I love meeting new people. I don't necessarily like healing because I kind of like when I
Pressure.
actually when they die, I feel bad.
Yeah, I occasionally feel bad, but not very often. If you're
Unless
going to
I'm
be
running
standing and
like,
stuff all the time.
if I'm running with a friend who's a tank, I don't feel as bad because I'm like, oh, it's their fault. I'll tell the party that I'll blame it on
Cole,
them. I will throw them under that bus.
I am never tanking for you. Absolutely the McFuck not. No, ma'am.
Probably shouldn't. I'm evil. That's why I like ninja. It works for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna pack my evil bag and go home. Dylan's got this.
Okay, so that is it for today's episode. Normally, we'll be running a longer episode of roughly about 90 minutes, but because we have the duty roulette rally for extra life, we're going to make tonight's episode a little bit shorter. But thank you all so much for joining us. Does anybody have any closing remarks to make?
Roll for initiative.
Oh my goodness.
I had to,
Prepare
I'm sorry.
yourselves.
Just the way I opened it, I had to.
We're gonna lose
Nice.
horribly. It's fine though. It's for
We are
charity.
probably gonna lose
I can
horribly.
live.
Especially because like, yeah, no, we're just gonna lose horribly. But it'll be entertaining. Like, it might go okay up until we get to the bird. And I remember when we were talking about which one do we want to pick as the extra dungeon last night, and I said the burn because none of us can actually do it that well.
No.
We'll just be there forever.
Frost Dragon. Absolutely not. No.
Oh,
Yeah, the
yeah.
Miss Dragon's a little beefy.
Oh, yeah. And I just feel like it's so random. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'm an icicle. I'm like, I was nowhere near that. And then I probably was. Okay, so, like I said, we're going to be doing the duty roulette rally for Extra Life. Please remember to check us out on Twitter, and we are at XIV Light Party. Also, Twitch, as you are here, we are Twitch TV. Hold on. Somebody else, what's our address for Twitch?
Twitch.tv/XIVLightParty.
I don't know, I
Thank
only work here.
you.
I was doing so well.
You got it. You got it.
Also, you can check us out on YouTube. You should be able to find links and all of that later in the show notes after the video. We do not have a handy dandy YouTube link yet. It is a bunch of letters.
Gobbled
The
nonsense.
letters, yep.
We're scrubs, we're not monetized.
You can find information about all of these, however, on our website, which is https /XIVLightParty.card, CARD.co/. So that is it. Anything anybody else would like to say? I'm looking at you,
No.
Anki. I'm looking
No.
at
Why do I need to say anything? I don't have anything to say. I want
Yes,
to
you
get away from
do.
you people.
You have a thing. I am looking
Oh,
at our show notes right now, and you have a thing to say.
Owie.
Oh, is this a pre-outro gag? I was under the
Yes, this
impression this was
is.
not my job.
Oh, you're
I was under the
the
impression somebody else was going to do that
one who. No,
shit.
this is you. You wrote it.
Right, and in closing, goodbye. And remember, everyone, giving a teammate a commendation is free, and you never know. You might just make their day.
Aww. Do something
Aww.
nice. All right. And with that, everybody, say your farewells. And we are going to pause the stream afterwards, and we'll pick up a few minutes later with our duty rally for extra life.
Bye-bye.
You
Get out.
Bye.